So my chronology gets a little vague at the moment, but we went to maybe it was the Shiva temple that night and gave the talk. Remember the talk on Shiva as the perfect parent? We gave that here, and Kulapati Mugam Periyatambi, who is our recently inspired Hinduism Today subscription acquisition person for Mauritius. He came here and he got very inspired with everything that the members in the US were doing for Hinduism Today and decided to go back to Mauritius and get some subscribers. So he was the translator for that night, and the talk went very well in Creole. And I was getting my ear back, for French words. So I could tell. Sometimes he would get a sentence ahead of me, and then I would make a joke. I said, "Oh, no, you're sentence ahead of me." So it helped keep the mood light and getting a sense of the language again. So the. He's probably the president of the temple. Mr. Paramal is the one who gave us his bungalow for free, which is just a half a block away. Brand new bungalow there on the bay. He was so happy we came to the temple. And the priest, first of all, began with Archana in each of the shrines. It's Ganesha, Murugan, and Shiva. They redid the temple and removed other deities under Gurudeva's concept. And so they have a pure Saivite temple now, which is very nice. Looks beautiful too. It's nicely painted and got Shiva and Tamil on the top. And it's not a small Mauritian temple. It's a medium-sized temple that would fit into a village in India. Very nice. So one of the interesting points was, the priest was chanting. He chanted it so many times I started to think about it, and I had started thinking about it previously when we went to the first temple. He was chanting Tenai, Tenadu Daya Sivane Poti Anatavarku Mirava Poti. That chant. It's done at the end quite often. So I was starting to think about the meaning, and the original meaning, of course, it says he who is worshipped in the southern land as Shiva is worshipped elsewhere as supreme God. That's literally what it means. So it fit right in with the talk, which was that God Shiva is the supreme being. But I realized, this chant was made up a long time ago. This is not a modern thought, and that really at this point, he who is worshipped as Shiva in the southern land is worshipped as Shiva elsewhere too, that the Saiva-Agama form of worship is now worldwide, whereas it wasn't when that concept was first stated. It was restricted to India or countries near India, but now in USA, Canada, Europe, traditional Saiva-Agamic pujas are being done and worshipping the supreme being as Shiva. Even pujas to Muruga and Ganesha are being done, worshipping them as Muruga and Ganesha. So the whole concept is a little different. And I'm just reflecting on that it's a very recent phenomena that the Agamic puja has become established in all continents of the world. An interesting thought. Could make a small article or something in Hinduism Today, maybe, how the world has changed. In that regard, had saw a number of the members, Kutumbas at the bungalow, but we had one nice Mardimuthu Kutumba was too big for the bungalow. So we had a nice evening satsang at their home, which is close by. It's like 10, 15-minute drive. It's on the other end of Grand Bay from where we were. Was the only Guru Puja we had in Mauritius, and the members were much more comfortable in the home and devotional, and it was really a vibration just soared. I mean, it went sky high. Everyone was chanting away. It It's really a remarkable evening. I got inspired and gave a long talk that I wasn't going to give on Yoga Swamis and the room, you know, the Saivite Shastra quote, you know, about Yoga Swami's room. A Gurudeva has a room which his guru is in, and the wall opens when the puja comes. You know, that whole explanation we've given a few times, how intense devotion through guru puja, the guru is present. And the Saivite Shastras go into a specific explanation that the wall of the room opens. And the vision between the worlds becomes clearer. So I was giving that explanation. Very nice, and that made me realize that next year we should see all the members in homes and not see any of them at the bungalow. It would be a nicer experience for them. Bungalow is a nice place for us to stay, but much better than a hotel. You know, they bring the food, you have your own kitchen, there's no tourists around or anything. You know, it's just a private room. It's like being on the beach in Kauai. It's very nice. So it's an ideal place to stay, but definitely see the members in their homes.